front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
You are clever, my friend, but not too clever for me. Your high rank may fool others, but I know your work is espionage. Now, what will you give me to keep this knowledge quiet?
Need you ask?
Put that gun away. No, no, don't do it!
Espionage is never pleasant, seldom glamorous, though sometimes necessary. But listen to a front-page drama of a Judas who spied against his own country. It's adapted from a true story in the files of the American Weekly, the famous magazine that comes with this city's leading Sunday paper. The central figure of this front-page drama is a man we call Colonel Dukoff. Sitting in prison, awaiting execution, he told this story.
I needed money desperately. If I didn't get it, I knew I would lose Anna. Lovely, charming, beautiful Anna. Like so many women, she wanted pretty things. She was fed up with being poor. She wanted clothes, jewelry, a beautiful home. It all started that evening when she told me I just had to make more money.
Joseph, I can't stand living in this hole another minute. And I won't stand it.
I admit the place is no palace, my dear, but we have been happy here.
That's what you think. Always worried about unpaid bills, avoiding the shopkeepers on the street, hiding from that sneering landlord because the rent is not
paid. If any of them has dared to mention to
you... They do not need to mention it. Their looks are more than enough. Behind our backs, they make fun of us. The great Colonel Dukoff, organizer of the Bureau of Military Intelligence.
Please, Anna.
Whose wife dresses like a washwoman.
Anna.
Do you deny it? Look at these rags I'm wearing. Over 2 years old and still unpaid for.
I will get you a new dress tomorrow. I promise it.
And how will you pay for it? With more promises?
Anna, I am a soldier, not a banker.
Other men make money.
Well, you knew what I was when you married me.
I knew what I thought you were. Brilliant, clever, ambitious. But Joseph, you're failing not only me, failing yourself.
Others disagree with you, Anna. Only today, the general was saying that my bureau is the best organized intelligence service in the country.
Congratulations. If you can pay the bills with such praise, you really are a genius.
The general even hinted that there may be another promotion in the office.
So what? It just won't be enough, Joseph. Not enough.
Anna, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Look, Joseph, you have an excellent brain. The efficiency of your bureau proves that. I only want you to use that brain for your own profit for a change. And if you don't, I'm through with you.
I knew then that I would have to get the money to hold on. As the head of intelligence, it was not difficult for me to make money. Certain foreign powers paid generously for my information. Oh, at first, I was sentimental enough to think of words like honor and conscience, but only at first. When the risk became too great, I simply ordered a series of wholesale arrests and quieted those who knew too much about me forever. Then one day in my office...
Oh, come in, Captain Gator. You did a good job, as usual. Sit down.
You are over generous, sir. You did all the planning and organizing. I merely carried out your instructions.
Well, in any case, you have smashed this ring of spies. How many of them did you arrest, Captain?
8 of them, sir. There should have been 9, but the ringleader got away.
Bad luck. We must get that ringleader. He is selling out our country.
But one we caught has already made strong hints that he will give us valuable information in exchange for his life.
So? Who is it, and what is his information?
The one called Poker, Colonel Dukoff. Question him properly, and I'm sure he can tell us where to find the ringleader.
Good. I'll go question him at once.
Luck played into my hands. No one else got to Poker and questioned him before I did. I knew how to deal with this man. I went to jail.
That will do, guard. Leave us alone. and see that we are not disturbed.
Well, Parker, if that is what you call yourself.
The roses are blooming late this year.
What's that?
The roses are blooming late this year.
What the devil are you talking about?
You know, I think. You had better know if you expect your regular payment.
Quiet, you fool.
The roses are blooming late this year.
True, but they seem more fragrant than usual.
Good. Now we are getting somewhere.
You are the man whose field name is the gardener?
I am the man you work for. Please remember it.
And now, you are my prisoner. And I am here to question you, huh?
Idiot. You'll effect my release immediately, or my government
will... Your government will do nothing under the circumstances. And both of us know.
Still, you had better hear my proposition.
Well?
I want my freedom in exchange for my silence.
There is another way to obtain your silence.
You are clever, my friend, but not too clever for me. Your high rank may fool others, but I know your real work is espionage. You are the head spy yourself. You pretend to be looking for. Now, do I get my freedom for keeping this knowledge quiet, or do...
Need you ask?
Put that gun away. No, don't do it. No, no.
Guard! Guard, come quickly! This idiot has grabbed my gun and killed himself.
So full of artless jealousy is guilt, it spills itself in fearing to be spilt. As the treacherous Colonel Dukov may discover. Front Page Drama will continue this true story from the American Weekly in just a moment. A fine acting career was being ruined by her temperament. Temperament caused by unhappiness in her personal life. And then one day, Betty Davis met a man at a first rehearsal of her new picture who brought her new happiness, and through it caused her to reach an unequaled high in her art. In the Hollywood Story, you'll read of Betty Davis' brave struggle back to stardom. Don't miss Betty Davis's darkest hour in the August 5th issue of the American Weekly. It's a story you long remember. The American Weekly is the magazine that's distributed with a group of discriminating Sunday papers from coast to coast. It offers an infinite variety of real stories about real people, stories that actually happened, written expressly for the American Weekly by the world's greatest writers. It offers stimulating, entertaining articles by leading experts and dramatic eyewitness illustrations, many of them in full color. That's why the American Weekly is the favorite in more than 9.5 million families. So start this week to read the Sunday paper in this city that contains the nation's reading habit, the American Weekly. And now back to our front page drama. Colonel Dukov continues to unfold his story of treachery and betrayal.
After the fake suicide of the wretched Parker and the arrest of his underlings, I reorganized my spy activities much more to my advantage. Our army was being reorganized, and there was an excellent market for the information I was selling to the watchful government beyond our borders. I sold our military defense plan, and on the very day I received payment for it, little did I know that overzealous Captain Gator was doing some investigating on his own. I wish to find out later that he received a telephone call to his office.
Yes, Captain Gator speaking. What? Good work. Good work, but are you sure? Yes, yes, by all means follow him. I shall inform the general of this immediately. General Anton, please, direct and confidential. General Anton, Captain Gator, sir. I have just had the call we have waited for so long. My men saw him receive the money. Yes, sir, they're following him this very minute. Yes, sir, they will wait your orders. Yes, sir, I assure you, sir, that Colonel Dukov already knows who the man is.
Life with Anna was good these days. My income was very great. Anna, not knowing the source of it, was, of course, delightful. With my newfound riches, I was able to get her every luxury her heart desired. But I had no idea any of those fools in my office were suspicious of me. Anna and I had just finished dinner and were sitting having coffee when...
I'll go, darling. I'm right here. General Anton, Captain Gator. What a nice surprise.
Oh, come in, gentlemen. Come in.
I'm afraid this call is official, Anna.
Hmm? Oh.
Official, sir?
Show it to him, Captain.
Your pocket knife, Colonel.
Oh, thank you very much. Did I leave it at the office? I wondered where I had lost it.
You left it in the taxi, sir, after you collected that parcel of currency today.
Joseph, what is all this? Why are you so pale, darling?
My men were watching you, Colonel. They have been following you ever since.
What have you to say, Dukov?
What can I say?
Madame Dukov, it pains me to tell you this, but for months now your husband had led us to believe he was searching for a spy ring. All the while he was the man they were supposed to be looking for.
Oh, no.
You admit it? You admit selling military secrets to foreign powers?
Yes. I admit.
Oh, no. No, Joseph. You were a spy.
Give me your pistol, Captain.
All this time, the money, the presents, the way we live. What with other people's blood and lives? Oh, Joseph, you make me wish I were dead.
Anna, listen to me. I did it for you. It was because you wanted money.
Money?
It
was... Yes, but clean money. Honest money. Not this dirty spy money.
Anna, come back. Look at me, Anna.
How can I ever look at you again? How can I ever face myself again?
Madame, I must ask you to wait outside. Dukov, you were a soldier once. For that, we shall give you a chance to die like one.
Die? No. No, I cannot do it, I tell you. Come back. Don't leave me like this.
Sir, you are a coward as well as a traitor, are you? Then come along. You will hang instead.
Yes, Dukov was too much of a coward to take his own life. His trial was quick and efficient, and he was sentenced to death. Sitting in prison awaiting his execution, he told the story you've just heard. This has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. The American Weekly is a magazine that's full of features that interest men and women alike. There are household, beauty, and cooking hints, and there's plenty of romance in the American Weekly each week. There's adventure, science, fascinating facts, and all true in every issue of the American Weekly. There are beautiful color illustrations, fascinating true stories about famous people written by the best writers in the world. Ask your dealer for the Sunday paper that distributes with it the American Weekly. See why over 9.5 million readers from coast to coast have made it the nation's reading habit.